There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. I am absolutely delighted to introduce to you your newest instructor. And for those of you new to the class, there are about 200 of us here at USAPrepares.com. And none of us is capable of holding down a job. Paul Gauci's with us, and his website is backtoedenfilm.com, backtoedenfilm.com. And he's a gardener, and he's going to teach us how to grow that garden and grow that nutrition that our bodies need. Welcome, Paul Gauci.
Thank you.
Paul, you and I have chatted on the phone, and we're on the same page. We see what's happening to people. We see the rapid weight gain. We see the loss of vitality. We see the loss of health, and we see what the toxins that are all around us are doing to us, and the lack of nutrition combined. The effect of those two are really putting our health at risk. Wouldn't you say?
For sure.
Yeah. So what do we do about it, Paul?
Well, the answer is quite simple. Eat. I don't use the word organic anymore because it's been so overused that it means nothing. Eat nutrient-dense live food. And when you eat that kind of stuff on a regular basis, it's impossible to get sick. It's just incredible how beautiful it works.
Okay, that was eat nutrient-dense live food.
Yes.
Okay, now we're not talking about eating a cow alive. We're talking about plants, right?
Plants and vegetables, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Paul, if we want to grow a garden right now, and now's the time, can you give us the steps that we need to take so we can have a successful garden and grow food without the chemicals that many people are using and have that garden produce food that is nutrient dense?
Yes, it's quite simple. All it takes is to look at nature. The thing that amazes me is how they sent us to school and erased our brains so we no longer think. All around us, everywhere in nature, everything is growing beautifully. No one shows up to work. No one's fertilizing. No one's watering. No one's pulling weeds. No one's rotating crops, and everything thrives. It's been happening for 6,000 years of recorded human history, and no one's getting it. And the solution is quite simple. The earth has a skin, and when the skin's maintained, everything thrives. The whole concept of covering is just so basic. I mean, every living organism has a protective covering. We have skin, animals have fur, fish have scales, birds have feathers, and the earth has a skin. And what's so bizarre about the human race, as soon as they show up, they say, I'm going to tame things. I'm going to grow stuff here tonight. First thing they do is rip the cover off the earth, then weeds come in, the soil is depleted, and it all blows and washes away, and no one's getting it. This doesn't work. And so simply, just any piece of land you have, just put a covering over it. I like wood chips. Wood chips are chip branches, which are needles and leaves, which happens every fall, if you notice. Or if you don't have access to that, straw, grass clippings. I used to say animal manures, but nowadays you got to be very careful because animals aren't fed good food. They're fed hormones, growth, antibiotics, GMO foods, which is going to pollute their manure. So if you can have clean manure, that's usable. And you just lay on the ground. And when you get ready to plant, you pull it back, access the soil, plant your seeds in it. When the plants come up, put the cover back over it, and then go enjoy your life because your garden no longer needs any assistance. It's that simple.
Paul, have you seen dramatic health benefits from people who are following your method of growing food? And I would have to say the word naturally.
Dramatic. I have people, I do tours at my place, and I have people coming here from all over the world. And two little boys, my wife's a midwife, and a woman came from Minnesota to mentor her, to learn from her. She was here 3 days with little two boys. One was two, one was four. And the four-year-old had eczema all over his body, big red spots everywhere. These kids came when my blueberries were on. They were in my blueberries. And his mother kept saying, I got to take my kids to the bathroom for bowel movements all day long. They can't get away from those blueberries. I said, leave them alone. It won't hurt them. And they're probably a mineral deficient, you know. And she got really angry. She says, I feed my kids organic. They eat well. I says, well, it can't hurt them. But the next day, they found my carrots, and they couldn't get out of those. Mm-hmm. They were here for 3 days. On the fourth day, she comes running into my house, little guest house in the back. She says, Paul, this morning, Noah's skin is totally clear. And it was huge. 3 days of live food, and the guy totally cleared his eczema. I've had people come here. A woman came here with a tumor on her chest. In 6 weeks of eating my live food, the thing was totally shrunk and was gone. It's just, you know, people who can't sleep at night eat my kale and they sleep. It's just dramatic. You know, the health benefits. I have people coming here who say they're allergic to apples. I give them my apples, there's no reaction. It's just, again, if you look at nature, again, animals carry no health insurance, don't go to any doctor, they have no refrigerator, no stove, and they live in perfect health. And the answer is quite simple. They eat food fresh in season. It's so obvious, it's so simple, and it's amazing the human race doesn't get it.
You know, Paul, I'm a farmer as well, and I raise Black Angus cows. And you're absolutely right. We have been told by other, well, I guess by the pharmaca mafia, that we need to vaccinate, we need to inject our cows and our calves with all of these chemicals, and we don't do it. The only thing that we do is we treat them for worms half as often as suggested. And the cows are great. I mean, other farmers come up and they go, wow, those cows look great. And, you know, Paul, I was thinking about some of our dogs, and many, many, many years ago when we weren't in tune with what was happening, we would use these insecticides on our dogs, and we'd put them between their shoulders to keep the fleas and ticks from driving the dogs crazy. Well, I believe that those chemicals caused neurological damage to two of our German Shepherds, and literally. And so we try very, very hard not to use any chemicals at all on the farm. We really try very hard. So our animals don't get those vaccinations and chemicals, and they don't, and the cow manure doesn't have that, so we can use that in our gardens. But I don't know about other cows. I don't know what's happening with them, and I don't know about other animals in the manure for use as fertilizer. So your thought is it's a concern because of the chemicals in the feed, the chemicals in the injections. Is that right?
Yes. And this is the beauty of wood chips. You know, trees in nature aren't messed with; they're clean. And mm-hmm. and they're bio, you know, they're totally renewable, constantly growing, and they make the most amazing covering for the soil and the most incredible support to the ground. What's awesome about my place is I've been doing this for 35 years. I have an orchard, which is the most beautiful, productive orchard on the planet, and it hasn't been watered or fertilized for 36 years now. So I have, this is demonstrable. This is not something I'm just talking off the top of my head. I've been doing this at this location for 36 years.
Do you use any insecticides in your orchard at all?
I have no insect problem. Let me tell you why I have none. When you're in good health, nothing, no disease touches you. Same in nature. Insects only attack dehydrated, stressed, unhealthy plants. They will never attack a healthy plant. Ever.
Fascinating.
I'll tell you why.
Okay, so
There's a reason why. My food and my vegetables have such high water content, when a bug bites into them, they drown. See, bugs want cellulose and fiber, so they go after plants that have no water content, that are dehydrated to eat, not vibrant, healthy, water-saturated food.
Now, I'm thinking about what you've been saying, and I heard the story from Mike Wasson. He's one of our meetup instructors, and I was with him last night. He was giving a presentation at Jimmy's Egg. We take over a restaurant every Monday night in Springfield, Missouri, and we give all kinds of seminars, and we have all kinds of instruction. And so Mike Wasson told us a few weeks ago about some farmers who are getting turkey manure. And they're using turkey manure on the grass that's then baled for feeding cows. And what he was saying is that some of the cows were getting really, really sick from eating the grass that was fertilized with the turkey manure because of the antibiotics and some of the other growth chemicals that are put in turkey feed for commercial turkey farms. Interesting. So it sounds like you and Mike Wasson are on the same page with some of this, right?
You know, again, it was an article in Mother Earth News. Here's this family who's been gardening for, like, decades, had this incredible garden. Mm-hmm. They went and got some cow manure, and they tilled it in, and nothing grew. Mm-hmm. Well, they found that the farmer had just spread 2,4-D Agent Orange over his field to kill all the broadleaf weeds. That's in the cow, in the cow manure. And it totally destroyed their multi-decade garden. I'm just telling you, it's scary. It's huge, and we've got to start paying attention. We're living in a world that things are not the same. And you have to be really careful what you're eating and putting on your property, because it may not be safe.
And it can last for decades.
That's the scary, unbelievable. These hydrocarbons they use in these chemicals never break down. Never. It's scary.
You know, Paul, one of our faculty members is Dr. Joel Wallach. And he and I were on the air one day, right on this broadcast, and we were talking about mineral deficiencies. And he said that he knew when it happened. He knew when the mineral deficiencies started happening in our food supply. And he said that's when electricity was turned on. And he said he knew the day and the year and the month that it happened. So when electricity became available, we stopped burning wood for heating our homes. And when we stopped burning wood, we stopped having the wood ashes. And we stopped having the minerals distributed in our gardens from the wood ashes from heating our homes. When we come back, let's talk a little bit more about that and what you're talking about, because you're talking about wood chips for compost. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we're talking about growing your own food. Paul Gauci's with us, and his website, backtoedenfilm.com. Backtoedenfilm.com. Link on the website, page one, usapreparers.com. So, Paul, we're talking about Dr. Joel Wallach, one of our instructors, saying that, you know, one of the reasons that our food is void of nutrition is because we turned on the electricity, we stopped heating with wood, and those wood ashes with all of the minerals that were contained within the wood were still there once the wood was burned. We used to spread them around on our gardens, and we don't do that anymore because we don't heat with wood. What do you think?
I so agree, and I quote him all the time when people come here. You know, he traveled the world studying cultures who lived over 100 years, and they had three things in common. Mm-hmm. They had no electricity. Mm-hmm. They grew all their own food, and they heated themselves with wood, and they cooked with wood, and they put the ashes back in their gardens. And the most mm-hmm. mineral-rich substance on the planet are wood ashes. And when he said that, mm-hmm. I remember when Yellowstone National Park burned. I was there. My family was there when that fire started. They thought it would take decades for that park to ever come back. Second year, like a fire never happened. It came back so abundantly, so vigorously, so green. You know, and wood ash, you see these people who didn't go to school, who were connected to the earth, knew intuitively, put those ashes back in the garden. Now, see, I heat my house entirely with wood. I've been doing it for 35 years. I've always put the ashes back into my garden. I actually now put my chicken pen that they homogenized everything else I grow, and that goes in my garden. And can I read you the soil analysis? There's a company in Fairmont, Montana called International Ag Labs. They're well known. They travel all over the United States testing people's farms for the mineral content. And they did a soil analysis. Let me give you the on a soil analysis. You get two. It comes back with two columns. One is the desired level, and the second is lab results. Desired level of nitrates is nitrogen is 40. My lab results is 120. Desired level of phosphorus is 174. Mine is 2,345. Desired level of potassium is 167. My lab results is 1,154. Coming down to some of the smaller numbers, zinc. Desired level is 1 to 6. Mine's 21.5. I love it, and I've never put any minerals back. This is all composted wood chips with wood ash.
Yep. And, you know, at your website, you can see the pictures of what you're growing, and it's huge, absolutely huge. So let's build a garden right now. Let's do it the right way. What's step number one?
So find a space in your yard, and, you know, if you got grass, you know, and my sense is nowadays just plant an edible landscape. It's quite attractive. Blueberries make great hedges. Strawberries make great ground cover. And grow food. I mean, it looks, you know, my kale looks every bit as nice as anybody's, you know, shrub they have in their yard. And so just, you know, if you have grass, just mow it down real low. Get, you know, paper, cover it, and put 4 inches of wood chips over it. Keep it well watered. In a couple months, that paper and the grass will be all rotted. And then pull the wood chips back. You'll find your soil that used to be hard and compacted is soft and damp. Make a little quarter-inch groove. Plant your seeds. Cover it with the soil. As the plants come up, move the wood chips back, and you're done. It's really
okay.
That simple.
So are you saying don't start your plants inside? Just start them right outside?
Everybody listen to me. Every time you go to the store and buy these gorgeous, beautiful plants that just look like they're awesome, as soon as you set them outside in the ground, they stand still and go backwards. And I'll tell you why. They're grown in an unnatural environment. They're grown inside with artificial light. They were fed. They were grown in soil that was totally sterile. You know, peat moss and vermiculite are sterile. They're fed chemical fertilizers. And when they hit the real world, they stand still and go backwards. And I always challenge people, plant a seed next to the plant you start and watch it pass it up. It's huge.
That is fascinating. See, Paul, what you're saying is contrary to what many others are saying. For example, I'm looking at a non-raised bed garden that you're planting on your website.
Yes.
What? And so how do you feel about raised beds versus just planting right in the soil?
Raised beds are a major challenge because they're above grade, they're exposed to air, and they dry out immediately. And anybody who's had one will give you their testimony. We have to water constantly. You see, it's labor intensive. And in nature, nothing's watered. It's all maintained by rainfall.
And Paul, you know, as you discuss this, you know, I'm thinking about this allergy I have. I'm allergic to work. Paul Gauthier and I'll be right back. We're going to plant this garden right here, right now, and I'm going to try it, and I'll let you know how it works. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Paul Gauci's with us, and he's going to help us build a garden right here, right now. Okay, Paul, so you mentioned mow the grass short, and you mentioned paper. So you're talking about going to a newspaper company and asking them if you could have the end of the print rolls, right? And just,
yeah,
just start putting that down.
If you have no access, you can go like to Home Depot or Lowe's. They have these rolls of 4 foot, you know, brown paper that contractors use in houses when they're working on carpet areas to keep, you know, the debris off. Those work well too. And so just roll that out over your lawn, you know, cover the area, then put wood chips 4 inches deep over that. If it's not raining, keep it wet because that really encourages the composting process. And then the grass down below will rot, make wonderful fertilizer. The paper will be history. And then, you know, the ground that used to be hard and compact will be soft and damp. You pull the wood chips back. See, wood chips are not a growing medium. They're a covering and support to the soil. So you always want to plant in the soil. And so you plant in your soil. As the plants come up, and you move the wood chips back to cover the ground, and you're good.
Okay. Now, what kind of seeds do you like? I mean,
I like only, and here's, I always go to the owner's manual. And the owner's manual in the first book in Genesis says, God created plants that produce seed after their own kind. You always want to buy open pollinated heirloom seeds, plants that bear seeds after their own kind. Hybrid and genetically modified seeds do not bear seed after their own kind. And the beauty of that is once you have seed, for the rest of your life with semi-diligence, you will have free food. It can't be taken away from you.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, I look at the general health of those who come to the meetups regularly and have been coming for 4 or 5 years in Springfield, Missouri. I look at our general health, and a lot of us are, 50, 60, 70, 80 years old. And we are in better health than the, you know, general population, if you will, on the average. And a lot of us grow our own food, avoid eating at restaurants, avoid chlorinated water. And, we take care of ourselves and we're not hooked on the pharmacomafia as much as the general public is. And are you seeing that with those who follow your prescription for growing a garden, that is true as well?
So let me tell you something scary. My wife is a midwife. She travels the world teaching traditional midwifery, and she pays attention to what the scientists are saying about life. She used to say that the children born today will not live as long as their parents. She's saying now, today, the parents are going to outlive their children. I'm telling you, man, it's huge what's happened to our health, and it's all because we're not eating live, nutrient-dense food, period. We're sick because we're malnutritioned. That's the bottom line. There's no other reason. You know, even with pollution and stuff, if you have a good immune system, it'll overcome it.
Paul, would you say that one more time for effect about the lifespan of children and parents? Please say that one more time.
My wife used to say that today the parents are going to outlive their children. Today she's saying the children will not live as long as their parents, but today the parents are going to outlive their children. And if you look at what's happening, these kids are coming up with autoimmune diseases that didn't exist when my children were kids. This is all being done by immunizations, vaccinations, and all the corruption we have in our food. It's being done to us. This is intentional.
Paul, you said a few things that are worth repeating. And I'm not challenging you because I agree with you. But one of the things that is horrifying to parents is the thought, just the thought, that their children will die before they will. I believe that's what you said is happening.
That's what the research scientists are saying.
Mm-hmm. And when I think about what you said, the images that come to my mind are these young people who are in a drunken stupor, these girls in London and England who are just falling down drunk on the streets, absolutely drunk out of their minds, have no idea what's happening, how they got to where they are. They look unhealthy, and they're young and just ignorant of the facts. I mean, that's one of the things that comes to my mind. Another thing that comes to my mind is the fact that people are pushing their carts down the lean cuisine aisle and the the healthy choice aisle, if you will, in the food stores, and they look less healthy than others who are not in those aisles. And another thing that comes to my mind is that this is a very sad day. If we believe what you just said, and I do, that we parents, and I'm a parent, we are going to outlive our children. That's a horrifying thought.
It's horrifying.
Because we have been taught, I mean, when I was in school, I was taught that, you know, life expectancy is increasing. And Timothy Leary said, when he was alive, that anyone living today can live to be 1,000 years old because we're going to have replacement parts. And so, you know, if you need a new whatever, a new joint, a new bone, a new eye, a new eardrum, no problem. We'll have those. We'll grow them. We'll make them. They'll be available, kind of like going to the auto parts store and then bringing it to your mechanic and having it installed. I mean, I think that's what he was talking about. But that's the opposite of what's happening.
That's right. You're right.
Paul, this is, we've done some pretty frightening broadcasts. And this is right up there with the top. It really is, because what you just said is the beginning of the, well, maybe it's not even the beginning. It might be the middle of the end of humanity. I mean, forget Fukushima. Forget the chemical engineering. Well, maybe that's part of it.
What I want to encourage you with is there's hope, and I can get, you know, I'll just tell you, this is my own family. I have 7 children who were never immunized, who were all born at home except the first two, who never carried any health insurance, who are all healthy adults. Mm-hmm. My second daughter is 30 years old. She works in Tacoma. She does a catering business, and she's really busy, and she's eating the junk food she's producing because that's what people want. She comes down with a breast tumor, so I call her and says, Tara, you need to repent. I need to stop right now eating anything but live food. You eat nothing but live food. Get to my house. I'm going to give you a whole bunch of apples. You have kale in your garden. Start eating nothing but live food. In 2 weeks, that tumor shrunk to half the size. She's lost a lot of weight. She can't believe how good she feels. She says, Dad, I eat one of your apples. I'm good all day. I can't believe that. I says, Tara, it's nutrient dense. You're always hungry because you're eating dead food. When you eat live food, you don't need a lot. And she's utterly blown away at this transformation in her health. And she knew better, but she just gets caught up in life and just does what everybody else does, not realizing, like, you can't live like this. This has consequences.
Paul, I know a man who works at a restaurant. And I don't see this man every day, but I do see him about once a week. Maybe every 10 days. And this man gets to eat restaurant food every day. Every day. So let's say he has an 8-hour shift. I got to tell you, this man is putting on a gut. And how long? Let's say 4 months. This gut has been growing for 4 months. And I imagine by the time 2 years rolls around, he will be huge. Now, one of the guys he works with is the cook, and the cook eats it at the restaurant as well. The cook has a huge gut, and I can see it coming. I can see how restaurant food, which tastes great, is making this happen. I really can. Now, I've seen your picture. You and I have not personally met, but I've seen your picture, and you are fit and trim. I have a feeling
I've maintained the same weight since I was 16 years old.
I was just going to say,
same size pants that I wore when I was 16 years old.
I was going to say, I'll bet you're the same size as you were when you were in high school. That was what I was going to say next. And you know, the interesting thing, Paul, is I am within about 8 pounds of my high school weight. I really am. I've put
that's
on
normal. That's normal. That's how it's supposed to be.
I'm not as smart as I used to be, but I did gain eight pounds. But, you know, okay, so Paul, what's different, you know, you and I, what's different about us compared to others? Well, chlorinated water, you don't drink that, do you?
No, I have a well.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, and you live away from a lot of pollution, correct?
Yes, I live on 5.3 acres on the Olympic Peninsula, which is one of the most beautiful places in the United States. I grow all my own food. You know, it's just, I live like we're supposed to. This, you know, how we're living now is very new, and it doesn't work. And it's so pathetic. You see, they sent us to school, and they didn't teach us history. They taught us social studies. So no one knows how it's supposed to be, and they think this is the norm. Well, it's not.
I'm fascinated because you and I have not spent a lot of time, you know, talking together, and yet we're on the same page, and you absolutely fit with the rest of the faculty. I mean, what you're saying absolutely is in concert, on the same page as the rest of the faculty of USA Prepares.
Well, Vincent, you know why? It's the truth.
Yeah, but Paul, so let me ask you this question. I have said publicly that I don't think there's more than 1% of us who fully understand what's going on. Just 1%. And that's a very, very small percentage. And yet, of that 1%, there are less, it's about 1% of that, that are really working to become the survivors, you know, who are really, really preparing on many, many levels. When we come back, I'd like to know if you think that estimation on my part is correct based on your observations and the people you know. Paul Gauci, and I'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, Rose Holmberg here. If you know anyone who suffers from any kind of arthritis pain, I have suffered with severe rheumatoid arthritis for over 45 years. That is, until this summer, when I was told about 90 for life and a secret sauce. You too can experience a life free of this pain. I work from home, helping others by sharing with them this information that will give you hope and change your life. Call right now, 763-291-5052. Again, call 763-291-5052.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This can be sliding. When you go to the season, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Paul Gauci's with us. Back to EdenFilm.com. Link on the website, page one. Miles from the European Union is with us. Welcome, Miles.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Vincent. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. We were talking about, Miles, we were talking about you last night at the meetup.
Thank you very
yeah,
much.
Yeah, and you're going to be on with us May 26th. I'm looking at the calendar for 2 hours. So if you'd like to hear more about establishing a currency, that's May 26th. That's the tentative schedule. Miles, please go ahead.
Let's just jump in real quick. Paul, what a show. Great listening to you. You are one of the men, you know the saying, lead, follow, or get out of the way. You definitely are one of the ones to lead, and you have a message to say. You're absolutely clear in what you're talking about, and I pay kudos to what you're doing. It is great to listening from you, and I thank you for that show. So I deem Paul very, very important, very interesting man. So this is, I just wanted to jump in here. Thank you very much for that show, and I'll let you go now.
Thank you.
Thank you, Miles.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, there you have it, Paul. Miles was listening to us from the European Union. He's a senior USAPreparedness.com instructor, and he thinks very highly of you. As as everyone else does. So what do you think about that 1%, Paul, when I mentioned that? I think that, in my estimation, 1% of the people are paying attention, and of that 1%, you know, 1% of them are really, really trying their best to accomplish preparedness and survival at a level that, you know, will actually work. What do you think about those numbers?
You know, it's frighteningly true. You know, it's just so scary what's happened to us. But just to give an example, you know, John Dewey was hired by the U.S. government to create a curriculum for the public school system to dumb us down and make us controllable. And one of the most perfect examples of how effective it works is when I watched in California State, in Washington State, those people in that state clearly stated, we don't care what's in our food, we don't need labels, we'll just trust you. That indicates nobody's thinking. I'm telling you, we're there. We have a society of people who no longer think.
Yeah, and the White House just had a dinner with the reporters, and I wonder if they're serving Michelle Obama's menu to the White House correspondents. I wonder if if that's what they're eating. I think they'd all walk out.
It's scary, you know, but I'll tell you what's really, really impressive. I have tours. I do have a place every Sunday from June 1st until the end of October, and people come from all over the world. And I get people who say, I can't stand beets. I can't stand kale. And they eat my food. Their eyes light up and says, this tastes like fruit. This is sweet. Mm-hmm. I look at them. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You were lied to. All the stuff you've been bought in the store isn't real food. It's been corrupted. It's not real.
You know, in the computer industry many, many years ago, there was a term called GIGO, garbage in, garbage out.
Mm-hmm.
And how many of us have over the years had bad gasoline in our vehicles? You know, we get bad gas and the engine doesn't run worth a darn and we have to drain it out, right? You know, purge the fuel tank.
Right.
You know, make it vomit, if you will. Right. And why would we think that we're any different? And one of the stories that I mentioned a few days ago is there was a church building in Virginia, in the little hamlet where we used to live. And one of the senior members of the community said to me, Vincent, look at that tree over there. And it was a tree that was really, really growing beautifully. And he said, the one right next to it, you know, planted it same day. And the soil didn't have the fertility on the one that's struggling. And the difference was staggering. It was, I would say, let's say that the one that was on the fertile ground was 10 to 20 times the size of the one that didn't land on fertile ground. And why would we think we're any different? Is that right, Paul?
It's so true. And again, the old adage, and this goes for everything, you are what you eat. Period. Wake up.
Yeah, that's what my mom used to say.
You are.
And you know my mom? And my mom has outlived her younger brother and sister.
Yeah.
And will probably live another couple decades. Paul, thanks so much for being with us. Paul Gauci, backtoedenfilm.com. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.